Today's shiur has no sponsor. The sponsor's shiur and our boss's Torah is free call or text Mr. Nachman Bogum at 312-641-307 for more information. Thank you. Okay. Since this week starts Hanukkah, we'll talk about the inyanei of Hanukkah. First topic is a shaila that comes up. If, let's say, what's the din? If someone goes in the middle of Hanukkah from America to Eretz Yisrael, and to Eifen, that he cannot light. He was going to Eretz Yisrael, he's on his trip on his way to Eretz Yisrael, and he's only arriving in the morning. He's lands in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a chance he could light at all in Eretz Yisrael. Can his wife or his children, Bnei Beisai, in America, light for him? And he might to him. Because when they light in America, by Eretz Yisrael, it's the middle of the night. And the time he's sleeping ready. And the time that he has to light in Eretz Yisrael is this Zman Shkia, and that's all. Everyone's master to light Zman Shkia. And the difference between the time zone between America today and Eretz Yisrael, from New York to Eretz Yisrael, 7 hours. From Chicago to Eretz Yisrael, 8 hours. So the shaila is, could his Bnei Beisai in America be might to him right now is in Eretz Yisrael? For him, it's very, very past his mind in Eretz Yisrael. So for him, it's can he light? Is basically light here in America? He might see him that he's in Eretz Yisrael, and so probably be in the middle of the night then when he lights in America. Same shadows the other way around. If someone's traveling, and the shadows even bigger then. If someone's traveling from Eretz Yisrael to America in middle of Hanukkah, can he have his wife or a member of his family to light for him? Even Shas, when his wife lights, they basically light in Eretz Yisrael, it's still daytime in America. It's a different time zone. It's still daylight. It's a different day completely. And it didn't come to time to light. So we have to inquire if a Ben Eretz Yisrael, who's now in America, can he say when there's still light for him in Eretz Yisrael. So Kitzur the Shaila is, do you go Basa the Mokkaim, where he's there now, so you have to light his man, or no, the Ikar Mitzvah is on the bias. So the Mela, even though it's still daytime by him in America, or he's sleeping in Eretz Yisrael, they can be might to him. That's the Shailahid. You go Basa the Mokkaim, where the person is, you go Basa where the house is. So Machloikas HaPaiskim. Okay? And Heintika Paiskim, what? Okay. So Machloikas HaPaiskim. In the Sefer, Mevatshei Torah, in Tavshin and Vav, he brings down there a psak from Shlomo Zalman. If you want to look it up, it's Daf Yud Zayin, Oischav Gimel. He brings a psak from Shlomo Zalman. That's even if he's in another Medina, another country, with his man, Shkia Zechama, it's a difference of a number of hours, still he's Yaitzi Dechavasik. Even though he's not there, the din is on the bias. So in Furish, that's what he writes, that's what's quoted in his name in Vakshi Torah. In the Sefer, Mincha Shlema, from Shlomo Zalman, Cherek Beis. Now I mentioned a few times there's two different prints. There's two prints of Mincha Shlema, Cherek Beis. One is called the black print that was burnt by his grandchildren. That's in Simnun Ches Ois Dalet Siv Gimel. And the one that read that's printed by his nephew, that's it's in Simnun Vav Ois Beis. He says it's a Seder of Shlomo Zalman. That's from Ksav Yadai. There he writes that the Yaitzev Adlokas Nei Bias is not because Tam Shlichus, because the Chiv is out of bias. And Mela Yaitse, they had Laka. Even Even by him, it's daytime. It's still in the morning by him. Doesn't make a difference. That since the light Beisai, even though let's say he's in America now, and the light in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's a day, it's the morning in America, but the man in Eretz Yisrael, he's Yitzra. And same thing also he writes, he was Asher Mokoyim, the time was not Chanukah, he's still Yitzra, they Beisai Lakas Shiloi. That's what Rav Shlomo writes in Tshuva. In the Makshei Torah, over there, we mentioned before in Tavshin and Vav, there's a letter there from Shlomo Zalman, I guess from Saviad. He says, even if the Baal is Medina Cheres and Shas and Ishte lights, it's still it has as much as Shabbos, and it's still by him. Let's say she's in lighting in Eretz Yisrael, and it's much as Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and the lighting for someone in America, which is still Shabbos, still. If Shlomo Zalman says Yaitzah Dechavasa, even though it's Mamash Shabbos Mamash, you can't even light. You want to light it from light. It doesn't make a difference. Still, Afal Pi Kein, if Shlomo Zalman writes it, he quotes from a chew from Shlomo Zalman. They still, it's still Shachas and Mitzvah Adlaka, and Yaitzah De Mitzvah. Even though it's Shabbos in America, but in Eretz Yisrael it's his man. It says the Kachavim, the light. Yaitzah, the one in America, it's still Shabbos. He's Yaitzah Adlaka near Chanukah. Because what? Let me just finish. Because the thing is, Halacha, it's Yaitzah, and you go back to the Bais. And the Bais, he lives in America, even though he's now visiting Eretz Yisrael, you go back to the Bais. Even though he's in Eretz Yisrael, you go back to the Bais of the person, in short. Yes.
So it's not the time Shlichus,
right.
It's the time Bais. So it's not a Chiv in the Gavra, it's a Chiv in the Bais?
Chiv, right, that's what he writes.
So yes. At the end of the day, the Baal gets the Schar for the Mitzvah?
Yes. That's the Chiddush.
He gets
the Schar of the Mitzvah, right. Even though it's Shabbos night, it's before his man, he still gets Schar.
He's right. There's no time, it doesn't make a difference what time zone you're in.
Right, correct. That's what I'm trying to get.
What is after Chanukah where he is?
Doesn't make a difference. We're telling you Erev Chanukah, even Erev Chanukah. It doesn't make a difference. That's the Chiddush Gadol, okay?
Does that mean he can't light with a bracha where he is?
We're not talking about it. We're talking where he can't light. If he could light, then he sure should light. We're not talking that.
But he's where he is, he
Huh? We hold that you should wherever you are. We're talking case where he cannot light. He's in a place he can't light. He's on the plane. He's on en route to get to his destination, whatever it is. We're talking where he can't light. If he can't light, certainly should light. We're talking where he can't light. So the Bebeis are being yaitzim. Him. The question could Bebeis yaitzim is different time zone. That's the shail over here.
When would he light
to him and getting star for the mitzvah?
It's star for the mitzvah. So why not?
Shabbos, so she's yard to everyone in the house to keep Shabbos. But I don't get a mitzvah for lighting candles.
But here, she's doing the. She's being right to for you. The dinner bite is being right to you. That's right to you, and that's it. Okay.
When will you light it?
Let me just finish one more thing. One more thing, and I'll take questions. If Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuva brings a raya for Taisus and Sukkah. Taisus and Sukkah, them member of Amud Aleph. He says over there, the Ramas Charaya, the Ikka Mitzvah, you look at Taisus, it's called Isis, the Mitzvah's on the bias. And again, he speaks out again, in Alicha Shlema, in Chanukah, Perig Gimel Siv Dalet. And the Dva Alacha, in Isiud, Nice 21. Just he leaves there, interesting Shaila, he buy the Tzorchin. They even tell him. Let's say, if the family lit, but they, at that time, they didn't have a mind to meet there. The father who was in Eretz Yisrael, or a different place, different time zone. So he's Mesupik there, if he yaitzah. And Ice 22 is Mashmah, there's no Chiv Mamish, they'd have to medir them, to Mechalim, but Kedai, should medir them, to me to them. So Maitzah, that's the Shita of Shlomo Zalman. You go past the bias, no matter where you are, if he can't light, he can be might to you wherever you are. They can be might to him wherever he is. Of course, we're talking if he doesn't light. Of course, he should light himself. But if he's not lighting, the shaila is, it's a mitzvah and he can't light. I don't know if you remember, many years ago, I said a chiddush of Rabbi Yashiv. Not everyone agrees to Rabbi Yashiv, but this is what Rabbi Yashiv said. He held that if you're lighting a hotel, it's a bracha batala. Why? Because since the rules and regulations in a hotel is you're not allowed to light. You have this issue on the door, back of the door. You walk in, one of the things, you can't light anything in the room. So it's a mitzvah bob aveir. Remember me saying that once? I once said mitzvah aveir. So I said, I know we spoke about them. I said it could be maybe he's talking Eretz Yisrael. In America, it's, if it belongs to a guy, then it could be halachas differently. But we spoke about that. We're not time today to talk about that. So in America, so a lot of times, even if you're landed, sometimes you can't even light them, especially in Eretz Yisrael. So in America, this is the shita of Shlomo Zalman. He holds you go back to the bias and not where you are. That's his shita. However,
when did he light?
Huh?
Because
you're
right according to his mind for his house or this
mind
where he's
now? No, if he's by himself, you go with the yah. You dam shemesa for the other place you live, you dam shemesa for here.
No, I can't have
somebody mean shemesa either. But that's a mitzvah. Someone can't dam for you. Someone can light candles for you, but they can't dam for you. It's a mitzvah shemesa. Put on tefillin. I put on tefillin where I am. I can't have a tefillin where, for Eretz Yisrael. I put tefillin for now.
And if I don't have a house?
Huh?
Is there no chiyuv?
That's
no house?
A different shayla by itself. We're not talking about that now. Let's not get carried away. Okay? Okay. All right, that's the shita of Shem Zalman. However, Moshe, Baal Peh, and also it's brought down in Moshe Yishurim from Felda, on Chanukah, he says, you need... They both have to be the same time zone. In order to be mitzvahed by somebody else, have to be this has to be Lila. Let's say if I'm in California and it's 2 hours different from going to Chicago. I think it's 2 hours different. Yeah, it's 2 hours different. So if I light by Shkia time, it's still daytime in California, then I'm not I can't be like them. So what should I do? I should light 2 hours later, because in Chutzlaret, we mentioned number Shurim on Hanukkah. Then chutzlaretz, then etzol. This man is, since it's all a yidden, this man is bashkia. By us, it's lechatchilu bashkita. But if you do 2 hours, let's say you're going to work, come home from work 7 o'clock at night, say chleis 2.5-3 hours after shkia. The question is, I can still light them because we pass much more. The hikus from the tzumnis and chutzlaretz is only from the daytime. So man, if I light 7 o'clock. So in California, it's 5 o'clock, it's very light already. It's very yes to shkia already. So then I'm along the same time zone, it's okay. That's a Moshe Paskins. But it's not, if you're not in the Zman of the one who's the shliach writing for you, you're not Yitzchak. The same thing vice says for Shulis and Michas Yitzchak and Chelik Zion, says Simen Memrov. They should mechavim not to be Yitzchak Loka of his wife, if it's a different time zone. Okay. A different time, if it's not Mamash Yoim. That's the Mamash Yoim. Also, he holds like a Moshe.
Why do you have to be
Mamash? You're not, it's okay. Send if you're going to light yourself. Yeah, Mamash Yoim, I just mean Uriah, he holds like that because you're not, because he seems to be Mesupik, but he seems to hold like a Moshe. In the Pseinim Chanukah from Vayashiv, the Pseinim Chanukah from Vayashiv, as the Pesach of Yashe is mashma from there, and Teish Pehei, his right says he's in the Supik in this. In the beginning, he writes like of Shlomo Zalman that the Chiv is on the bias. So Mera, you write to the book of the bias, even you're not in the same time, it's a different time zone. It's a different day or night, whatever it is. That's what he starts off with. But then he says, Yishlema, maybe he's not Yitzhak, but it's not his man. So Mera, this the second part I understand. Therefore, he says he shall light without a bracha. We don't light without a bracha. Just light with a bracha and not have a mind not to be angry with them. But anyway, that's what's quoted in Ibshlem's and in Rayash's name. So it comes out to Machlekes, Ibshlem is Amra and Moshe, do you go bracha where the person is, or you go bracha where the house is? Very important Machlekes. What is to declare is, according to Shlomo Zalman and the people who like Shlomo Zalman, that Lachas Nechanuk is a chayv on the bias, so he means in one place, he means a different place. He can be the Mishalech could be made to him. What will be a din if the person lit this man when he's sleeping? When he's sleeping, either carrying the mitzvah or not. In other words, the person has to be awake. The Shas when someone is being made to the mitzvah, he has to be awake or not. He has to be awake or not. In the Sukkei Chamed and Chanukah and Simen Kufnun Gimel, he quotes a stipler, a Kehilas Yankiv and Masechta Shabbos Simla Medal. In my Kehilas Yankiv, in the Shul's Kehilas Yankiv, it's not in there. I couldn't find it there. But he brings out Machloikas Yishayim. He called to Machlokes, the Stiper called to Machlokes Yishainim. The Machlokes Yishainim is this, that let's say, if you're makir a korban for somebody else, in time of Beit HaMikdash, when you're makir a korban for somebody else, when you when you've made a shnich, he makir a korban for you, and the sleeping shots in the makir korban, are you yotze with the korban or not? So Stiper says the Machlokes Yishainim. Taisus Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin, Omer Alf, Yom Maskel, Ema, says that since you need the Sinai, it's enough that even it's a Sinai, even if it's a Sinai before you mark of it, even you're sleeping, Bishasa Krav, Sakorban, it's okay. You're Yaitza. That's the Shita Sataisus. However, Yadra Mada and Sanhedrin, and Chdusha Ben Yerim and Sanhedrin argue, and it says you need the Sinai, Bishasa Krav, Sakorban, Mamish. So Mela, if you're sleeping, b'shas ha'kovas korban, you're not yotze. Because yesh etimak ha'korban, b'shas and you're sleeping. That's what the Stiper wants to, says it's machlokes in the shayinim. Al shlichus. Al shlichus, right. So come back according to this, it's not poshit, can be me yotze. Someone is being mighty to me, and I'm sleeping already, it's the middle of the night by me, it could be maybe you're not yotze then. It's telling this machlokes in the shayinim. However, the stomach can be mechalik, because Zadlokas Ne'ez Chanuk is only Drabonon. It's not the rice, it's Drabonon. So he's saying, on Shittas Taisus, he Yaita, even if he's Shas Lekin, the Ne'ez Bishvilei. However, it could be maybe totally a different Machlokas HaPaiskim. There's a Machlokas HaPaiskim, if someone's sleeping during davening, can you count them for a minion? Can you count them for a minion? What? You never heard this? No, you never saw someone sleeping in davening. So, question is, can someone be mighty to you? B'shas Tfila, B'shas from Tarminion. Can you talk to me or not? So the Mechaber speaks out in a Chayin Simnun Hei Tzivav that a Yashan is in Star of Tarminion. Count it to 10. The Mishnebura there in Simnun Hei Tzivkot Lamadalad being down a Taz and Pichadish that argues. It's not Mitzvah to Minyan, it's like a Shaita. He's like a Shaita. Sleeping is like a Shaita. So maybe it came Mitzvah to Minyan. So you see, even by Din Rabbanan, if it could be to Idea him or not. So there the Shukhamit says a Chilik. He says a Chilik thing, it could be Dafka by Tfilah. The Tfilah is you're not Yaita, because he has to be able to. If he right to hear the tefillah, although by shlichus by Chanukah, if he's megala das before him, they want the other one to be mighty to him. He doesn't have to be awake b'shas to see a mitzvah. So maybe it could be yaita. He could be yaita the chayla atwaka even if he's sleeping.
If you hold this a din in the bias, why do you need shlichus?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm only talking to.
What? Only talking to Moshe.
No, I was claiming this shayla. That I'm claiming is quite from Zalman.
It's
a din and bias, huh? It's din bias, it could be din bias. Shia should be different.
What?
No, you're right. It's in the Shia was according to the other Shikas. Yeah. Okay. All right.
The Yevon writes Tilo if you sleep when you're Yosef, right?
Huh?
The Yevon writes Tilo.
What?
If it's a
minion,
he's the last one
who's
sleeping.
You're going to the Yevon, right? Yeah, he's Samechan and Chabashita, yeah. The Yevon. A lot of shoes have to be Samechan and that. This thing that was so mentioned from Zahra Moshe, I have to mind that part. Okay. Right. What? What's your question?
What is the earliest, if a person got
yeah.
What is the earliest decision he doesn't like the particular land because he has to catch a plane with Moshe?
We all, it has nothing to do with this, Shir, but well, I'll just mention it. The earliest is Praga Mincha. But the plaga mincha from before Tesek Chavim, not the plaga mincha before Shkia. An hour and a quarter of Shoy Zmanis before Tesek Chavim. So you can say Mechan Tesek Chavim is 50 minutes after Shkia, and you figure out what the Shoy Zmanis, And an hour and a quarter of Shoyz Manis, that's when you collect Hanukkah left. It's a few minutes before, a couple minutes before Shkia. That's what comes out. You can light earlier. I have Shabbos, special halacha. All right. However, we're talking about if someone travels on Hanukkah, so what do you do if he can't light? What about the person with Chatzila? Allowed to go travel to put himself in an oifen that he won't be able to light. Are you allowed to do such a thing? Especially according to Shitas that Adgar Shlomo Zalman, it's not a din of bias, and he can and he has to he might be considered vatal mitzvah b'yadayim. However, to say it's called vatal b'yadayim, it's hard to say. Why? Because there happens to be a chayadam a chivus masham tzlachim tzachim dav gimel that says that it's not a vatal mitzvah mamish because. If he's, let's say, in the air, because the Shasta comes to do the mitzvah, he's honest then. If I'm here and I don't light, I'm vatal mitzvah b'yadayim. But if I'm in the air, I'm honest at that time. So if I start, let's say I leave Erev, I leave 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I go to take a flight to Israel. So I leave, to the airport 2 o'clock because I have a 3 o'clock clock, 4 o'clock flight. So I'm not a vatal mitzvah b'yadayim. So I'm not a vatal mitzvah b'yadayim, I'm honest at that time. But the question is it the right thing to do? Ashkafas HaTorah, is it the right thing to do or not? Dalich HaShleima, in Perek, Yud Gimel, Oistri, being on from Shom Zalman, that they asked the Shaila. People want a Hanukkah this vacation time. The yeshivas are off, day schools are off. So they asked the Shaila, they want to go to Tia on Hanukkah. And the Tila be Takas Kippus HaShemayim. They'll have tents, whatever. They're sleeping. I guess the weather is nice over there. You can sleep outside. So the Shaila was, what do you do for Hanukkah left? So he started, so he was given to Choch, he says. How can you, Yala Das, to mafki yourself from this mitzvah of Hanukkah, which has a mitzvah of Hanukkah Chavira, which Chazal Mechai Vivim, the Mechik Susai, Lazar Apsachim to get to buy Shemesh to light the Chanukah. Like the Rambam speaks out in the Chas Chanukah, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. So how can you have kisa for such a thing? Moshe writes in the Tshuva, Naike Chanukah, the Gei Sukkah. He has a Tshuva in 2 places. In the Gis Moshe Rechaim Chel Gimel Simon Tzadi Gimel, and in Ever Ezra Chel Dalet Simon Lamed Beis Ois Ches. The Shaila was Halacha Drachim. Halacha Drachim on Sukkahs. The thing is, Halacha Drachim is potter from a Sukkah. So what type of Halacha Drachim they're talking about? So Moshe says, if you're going to Teulim, let's say you want to take your kid on a trip to Milwaukee, to another place, and you go to a place where it won't be a Sukkah, since you're going for Tanya B'Alma, you now have to eat Chutz Sukkah. In other words, if you want to eat Chutz Sukkah, take fruit, take potato chips, take something else, but not any cake or not any bread. Now he agrees to Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Asher disagrees, but we're not going to that now. But he says, so Rabbi Moshe writes, you're just going for Hanol B'Alma, you should not mivat a mitzvah. And then he adds on an interesting thing. Rabbi Moshe writes in Tshuva, in the end of the Tshuva, he says, there's a Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas says, Memaral from Ralph. The Gemara says, that a person should not make a tachbula to part himself. He's talking about tzitzis over there. A person should not do a tachbula to part himself from tzitzis. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Be'idem Ritzcha, Yeh Nishala." If a time, let's say, Bereshit wants to punish you, then you won't have any schus. You'll be nanish on it. Be'idem Ritzcha. So Mela, you should not do such a thing. You shouldn't go to a place you won't be able to light at all. In Maseiris Maisha, which is coming out to print the next volume, there is going to be printed that someone wants to go for business on Hanukkah. And he will be in a place where he won't be able to light near Hanukkah at all. So he says, Vada, you should not go on to Tzer Godel. Why? Because the Rambam says, this is what he answered to the person. Shemitzah near Hanukkah Chavivahi Ad Mi'od. But he said, Lamaisa, the mitzvah near Hanukkah is not Choma than any other mitzvah Seven HaTorah that we pass in Telfresh Nunvav and Arachayim Sif Aleph. Hamavaz Yosef Mechaimish. He shouldn't be more than 20% of his income. And Ramesh Lishitasai, he writes in three tshuvas. In the Gesmaisha, Yerdei Chelakal Simkuf Samakimel, Archaim Chelakay Simem Aleph, and Archaim Chelakvav Simem Hey. He says, Achidish Godel, can I get all the paiskim? He says, that it says, I come to mitzvah, Deshinvazi Yaisim Echayesh, he says, is Lav Dafka Chaimish, even less than a Chaimish also. You're not Machuy for Hainra, you're not Machuy to give money something, Mishul Mitzvah say. Of it's time to go for Tiel, or go to Echisol, that be Mvato Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Nechanaka, it's Poshit, a person should not do that. That's what he writes. 1 second, let me finish. Okay. This is all talking that he goes to Tiel, and he's going on, going to Echisol, and he came in Malik himself. Or he came in Malik Ay Deshlich. Let's say he's going with his whole family to Yisrael. So when there's no one in the house to light for him. But let's say Shaykh, that Shlich to light for him. If Shlich does it Be'ezah, then it's man of the Mishaleach, then the Kulama, Yeitza, the Mitzah. Then it's no Machlekes. If it's the same time of the Mishaleach, then it's okay then. And if the Shlich is his man, a different Zman, then of course that's the Machlekes of Shem Zalman and the Moshe. And by Didi Rabbanan, someone Samach on the Shlem is Amen, it's Yashim Achi Kimeko. However, since it says Mitzah is Chavir on him, he should not do a Shlech this Mitzah, he should try to do it himself. Because Mitzah by Yaitim Mishluchai. Okay, Ian, what was your question? I answered it? Okay. So, Mail in short. One second, in short. Let me just finish off. In short, if you can act, if no one's going to like from you in a different time during that time, it's Machlokes and Moshe and Shlomo Zalman. But if you can have someone like for you, then it would seem, if the same time zone, then for sure it's okay. Kuli Alma. If it's a different time zone, it's a problem. But if it's different, then it's Machlokes and Shlomo Zalman. Yashiv. Din Rabbanan, one same Machlokes and Shlomo Zalman, keep it same. But however, Mitzvah b'yaitz v'shluchay. Why should a person, it's a mitzvah chaviv v'mihay, a person should try mishtado, he should try himself and not have a shliach. He should try his best to do that, if he can.
The shliach who's doing it for you,
yeah.
Is there a preference that he does it in your house?
Yeah, he has to do it in your house. He must do it in your house. It's important you mention that. If I have a shliach lighting for me, he can't light in his own house. He's lighting based on a shaleach. If not, then you're not yaitza. It has to be. The Mishabu speaks out. It has to be based on a shaleach. If not, you're not yaitza then.
He has to stay there, or he has to stay
there? He doesn't have to stay there. That's why it's a mitzvah. We're talking about Kabbalah reasons to stay. If Kozer Kaddish, it's what he called Ariza. But Mika Adin, we hold, that's why it's a mitzvah, you can light and go to Achasna. Let's say you want to go to Achasna, you can light and go to Achasna. Or go away, go out of town. You know, you light, you can leave right away. If you're afraid there'll be a fire, then have someone watch over it, and that's it. And if you're afraid that someone's watching it, as long as it burns a half hour after Tzitz Chavim, can have someone blow it out then also. Because he gets this to burn a half hour after Tzitz Chavim. Yes?
If you're going to be in a palace, you're traveling from California to Chicago, it's going to be a 24 hour drive. Can you light in your car?
That's the whole Shaila and Paiskim. If you light, if you can light in your car, now, it's a big one. I know, I hear you, I heard you. If you light in your car, can you light in the car? Be someone might see you. If you ask me, I think you're nuts. Because it's dangerous. When there's a short stop or something, you can start off. Do such a thing, huh? LED or not yet to LED. You're talking about the flame. Oh, what a flame.
Should ask the car insurance man.
And he'll tell me he's not covered.
Oh, but you could stop at a rest stop for half an hour? You could stop at a rest stop?
You may stop at a rest stop in the car. That's his base, right? Could be. There's a Chumi Masham on a train. Old times used to be trains. Sleepless trains. I guess they have an Amtrak also. You could sleep there. So if Masham has a tshuva, you could light there. So the whole Shailim Nachrenim, if a car, we won't spoke about in this year. That should be Beisai. That's your Beisai, then Echanami. There's even Shaila, they talk about it. I don't know, it's practical. Can you light on an airplane? If you try to light an airplane today, they'll probably lock you up, I think. Okay. But anyway. Next topic. When you light in the shul, okay, new topic now. When you light in the shul, the shots when you're madlik in the shul, do you have to have a minion or not? Do you have to have a minion b'shas you madlik or not? Do you have more I'll put some of this right. So Ramah says, Narachayim, and Tafre Shayin Aleph, Siv Zayin, Ramah says, V'naigim, Mahadik, Beisakneses, Be'mincha Meir. That's one thing I'm going to say. The minig is, so normally most Jews have a Mincha Meir, Mincha, and you have a minion for Meir, because you can have a Meir with a minion. So you usually have a minion. But the Ramah says, Yeshnaigim, Mahadik, Be'er Shabbos, Kaidim Mincha. But on Erev Shabbos, before the minig is to light Erev Shabbos for Mincha. Why? Because we'll see in a second. So Shabbos Mincha, especially now, you daven in Moshe Hinda, good, we daven 3:50. What time we daven? 4 times, excuse me. Mincha in Shabbos afternoon. But Erev Shabbos, we daven 4:10. So, 10 minutes after Adlokas Neris. So, by 4:10. Not always do you have a minion by 4:10. You might start Haidu then, or you start Kabonis then, whatever shul has his minik, but you know, sometimes you start other things before, and you don't have a minion. So can you light then? So Ramah says, you should light before Mincha, on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mogan Avram, over there in Sifkot, in Shtofre, Shainal, Sifkot, Niyud, Echein Pasuk Mashal. Mashal says also, that you light Erev Shabbos before Mincha. Even though the rest of the week you light to Mincha Mayav, but on Erev Shabbos, you light before Mincha. However, the Mogavom quotes the Daki Moshe, we're not knowing like that. We like Erev Shabbos also to Mincha Mayav, just like during the week, also to Mincha Mayav. So says the Mogavom, nearly, David Samach to Sheikh Shecha, you're running into Shkia, return, and there won't be many yet in the shul, they should light when still young, before Shkia, and they should make a bracha, and be madik then, even though it's no minion. There's not a minion yet, so there'll be Pasum Nisa. As soon as there's nothing daf when you light it, Pasum Nisa, even if there's, when they see it burning already, when they come afterwards to Shul, also there's Pasum Nisa then also. Even though there's no 10 people in Shas, there's no minion Shas, you light it, there'll be Pasum Nisa when they come to Shul, when you finally have a minion. So Dami, he says, it's Dami someone who lights in the street, where there's no one there in the street yet, and therefore other people come. And he says also, V'chein Yiskim Maril, that they used to light Erev Shabbos before Mincha, before people came to Shul. And this is brought down in Mishneh Berurah also, part of this Mogavram is brought down in Mishneh Berurah there in Tofei Sheinav, Sifkot Mem Zayin. The Sha'atzian there in Sifkot Nadal says, Maisif, that comes according to Mogavram, who are them b'chaloso. If let's say, in certain shuls they daven mincha, but they don't want to daven mayav right away. They daven mincha, they go home, and they want to daven mayav after Tzitzit Chodom. Moshe here, not good. We have three minyanim. We have a mincha, a mayav right after mincha. We have an 8 o'clock mayav, we have a quarter 10 mayav. Some people leave right after the first, right after the mincha, because they want to daven mayav after Tzitzit Chodom. So let's say a certain shul doesn't have a minyan after mincha. So still, So says the Sha'atzian that according to Mogavram, if you don't have a minion after Mincha, you're still allowed to lighten and make a bracha then. That's the shita of the Mogavram and the Mishneh Berurah. However, the Moritzia, that's the Yavetz. And this Moritzia is also quoted in the Sha'at Shuvah there in Sifkot and Shtofei Shainal, Sifkot and Yudais. He argues on the Mogavram, and he says, you were Shas Adlaka, you must have a minion. There must be 10 people there, the Shas when you're Madrik, the Neres. And there's no 10 people, this is his Lashon. Kav, the Einai, Shei Bracha V'Atala. It's a Shas Bracha V'Atala. So therefore he says, it comes out according to him, that if there's no minion of Shas Adlaka in the Shul, then you should be Madrik without a Bracha. Because the Shas Bracha V'Atala. The Bi'a Locha, in over there in the Ramask of Yesh, he says Ba'alacha, we pass them like the Mogavram, because you don't find anywhere you have to have a minion you need for Kaddish Kedusha. Where do you say such a thing? A minion you need for Adlokas Neres. It's Pasum Nisa. Let's say you don't have Pasum Nisa with 2 people around, it's also Pisum Nisa. Doesn't make a difference. So he argues on Maritzia, and he says that if Erev Shabbos, if it comes out you're lying before Mincha, there's no minion yet, you have what to be Seremachan, and you can even make a bracha. And he says, the same thing speaks out, he quotes the Chayodam, you should make a bracha then. If it's, But however, he says, ends off, the halacha ends off, that if it's easy to get a minyan, b'shas bracha, it's better to yet to chol deis. But Ladina, even if you don't have a minyan b'shas when you want to light right before mincha on Friday afternoon, you're allowed to light then.
What's the makar of the merits here?
He has no makar. We'll see soon the makar. We'll see the second. Not, it's probably like the merits here. We'll get in a second. However, let me finish. I'm going to answer his question. I'll probably answer your questions also. Okay? No? Okay. We'll try it out. What's your question?
Can you make a brahma, a halakh near a Hanukkah the first day, and you make a shafyon on the first day?
Yeah.
You make a shafyon and then go home.
Yeah. That's a different shayla completely.
I know you were.
Different shayla completely. Yes, you do. You do make. No, it depends. Are you being made to other people or not? You ate to your wife? Then zichri make shafyon.
If you don't?
Then it's a shayla nechayna. Then it's a shayla. Yeah. All right.
Somebody after mitzvah, people want to leave, should stick around. You can go after them with his
hands. Why not? Sure. They're helping people on this. Why not?
Then leave.
Then, right. Yeah. All right. The Shuvas and Haggis from Moshe Sternbach in Chelek Al Soy Simen Shin Tadiches. He quotes of Chaim Biska. The Paskin like the Moritzia. He holds Ladina like the Moritzia. And ascending in the Sefer Harei Kedem, also, he quotes from Chaim Biska. But he says, we'll answer your question. He says, the reason why you have to have a minion, because there are basic knesses, the room is sakate, rach, almost is a tiba. You have a minion there. You have a tiba there. And without a tiba, you don't make a bracha. It's a chayva and a tiba to mafasten the nest. So the Rav Chaim Biska held that you need dafka minyan. And the Harikaden says even further. For this reason, the Noik Gulat, the Ramah says, the Noik to the Madrik and the Beis HaKnesset, the Nidcha Mayav. Because the Chalais is Tiba, Tiba, Tiba. So since the Dab Mincha ready, and they're going to Dab, and they're going to Dab Mayav right afterwards, that's why you like the Mincha Mayav. And you dafka don't wait after Mayav. You dafka don't wait till Mayav because they don't have a Shem Tzibah anymore. Once you finish Mayav, it's right on, but it's not a Shem Tzibah. Let me finish. So you must die, you must light between Mincha Mayav. You can't wait till after Mayav to light. You dafka shall light between Mincha Mayav because you don't have any Tzibah anymore. Once they finish Aleinu and say Kaddish, it's not Tzibah anymore. There might be people gathering around schmoozing and so on, but it's not called Tzibah. It's called right on. So Mela, he holds Mika. That's why Amor says you have to do Tzimincha Mayav. That's what he quotes from Chaim Biska. So according to this, he can ask the Shtaka Kasha on this Pesach. So he himself asks this in Harei Kedem. This is from Chaim S. So Amor says Shabbos, the minute to light after Mayav. So how can you light after Mayav? The Shtaka Kasha. How can you light after Mayav? How can you come to Inyan for Nisa Batiba? That's the mind, so the tiba, it's no more tiba anymore. So let me finish. So he says, Mitamza, the basic nurses, the dafka light before Abdullah. Because the Mechaba says, in Simmeret, Tofesh, Pe'alaf, Sivbeis, this is the Rosh Mechaba. Umadvikin, Chanukah, basic nurses, Kainim Abdullah. The Dominicans say Abdullah shall also. So Kozman, they're not Mavdol yet. They have Din Tziba yet. So Mela, it's still considered Kasum Nisim Tziba. He says even further. He says weiter. He says, if you look inside the Mogavram and Tofresh, Peyalov, Sifkot, Nalov. He quotes a Sefer, a parenthesis. I don't know what the Sefer is even. He doesn't say the same, you know, he doesn't say the name of the Sefer, just Rosh Tevis. He says only Rosh Tevis. So anyway, so he says, he brings down a Shita. The Mogav Avraham brings down a shita that was leaking kaidim yitim lecha. You mad before yitim lecha. So yes, what's going on in here? We mad before yitim lecha. What has to do with yitim lecha, not yitim lecha? So he says, according to what Rav Chaim says, understood. Why? Because he also doesn't help. Because you have to say it while two people are still dominating. They're still saying yitim lecha. So they have shame tiba then. And since they weren't gaima yet tefillah, it's not called a tiba that. He says himself in high coming down that Rav Chaim Biska was nagging brisk that with the Madlik Ner Chanukah Matzah Shabbos before Vayas Tishmeres, before Behinoyam, this is Mavet. Because the Kedusha, when you say about the Kodesh, you might try to be Makbet to have 10 people there. It's still Ksir B'tziba. And certainly, you have to say, Kaddish, Kaddish is Kabbalah afterwards. Also, you need a Tziba. So the Tziba was an enigma yet. So Melis, that's why he's Makbet to say, to light Chanukah, Dafka after, Dafka before, before it start the Hinayam. So it should be Ksir B'tziba still.
Question?
Huh? Of Chaim Biska.
Chaim
Biska. Yep. Let me just finish one more thing and I'll take questions. Ladina. Ladina, we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah that a minyan by Shas Adlok is not Makif. But if you can have a minyan, you have to hold this. Why not? And according to this, it's only Geya of Shabbos before Mincha. Because the rest of the week, usually, many Kehillahs have mincha ma'ar vayas to each other. So in Mela, there's ben ha-shmoshis to light them. It's after shkir ready. So usually most shuls, the dam at least have to, ma'ar has to plug a mincha, so the yaitz of the dievet. So in Mela, you yaitz of the mitzvah of Chanukah, even if you don't have a minyan, and most time they have a minyan, if you don't have a minyan, with Sfer Mechan, the Mishnebura, and the Mogan Avram. Okay, now I'll take questions.
The whole reason we're worried about a minyan for the people is telling nine people is not
according to Chaim Biskey, by shul at home, is you're right. If you're home, all you need is even two people. But shul, so I'm telling you, he's kiddush. He's saying that takana was in the shul should be has to be dafka the tzibur with a minion. We're not sending them to shul from Baruch
Batala. Yeah. Where is the mitzvah?
Because his time is because since it's dinner basic knesses, they say it's dinner tiba. It's a chiddush gadol. But that's what he says. I'm quoting what he says. Ladina, huh? He doesn't have a makor. That's what he writes.
What?
The shul? As for suminista. The shul is brought down the vosh. It says as for suminista. So I'm all. As for suminista.
What did Ruchan Disker do Erev Shabbos?
Huh? He waited till a minion came.
It doesn't have a tzibur yet because he didn't start davening.
Right, no, if he's coming to daven, it's also considered tzibur.
So before yes and after not?
Right, because it's finishes. Because now you're starting. One's starting and one's ending. No. No, no. Again, what? In a shul? How long has to burn? After Ma'ariv? It's a big machloikis. We spoke about once this year. It's a machloikis. How long if you light the shul, when you blow out the candles, or when you blow out, do you blow it out right after the last one leaves, or you have to make sure it burns half of the chum. It's a machloikis, a paiskin, and all, the shamosh and paskin to blow it out, because they don't want to fight the shul. Okay.
So the
seaboard
has to be
what? You don't make a brach. You only if a yashir holds when you lighten a shul, that countless a number of minyanim, you only make once a bracha. That's it.
Oh, really?
Only once. You don't make each time. Once bracha since the once a time minute, only once a bracha. And the shul has certainly emotional in bubbles in different shul, big shuls in the East Coast. In Shtibach and that's all. They have a bunch of Shtibach. You only like it's the biggest one, the first one, and that's it. Finished. That's
they
it.
They don't like
on the other. Only one in the shul. No, it's a time minute. It's only time minute. Time minute, you're not Meister Bracha. You don't mind. That's Shtibach. Only one likes, and that's it. Everyone likes. They all like. But they don't make a Bracha. No Bracha. No bracha. Everyone likes. Every minion that has a ma'ariv, you make sure Chanukah will burn there.
Okay.
That's only the basic knesses. This halacha is only the knesses. Because the halacha, if it's not a basic knesses, say you go to a demonstration, kick the Shabbos, or you go to a chasana, you go to a chasana. It's only the basic knesses. But in a chasana, then certainly you don't like, you want to like a light without bracha, but to light a bracha in halacha. Unless it's a person that he has to be at his own mitzvah. But that's the chas itself to light, it's only dinner based on knesses, and that's it. That's all the questions you got like that.
If you have a minion in a house?
If you have a minion in a house, it's a different shayla. If you have a minion in a house, normally you can light, but without a bracha. Because it's not them, but it has to be kavir stick a minyan that they daven there. The only daven, let's say, having a Hanukkah party. Now I have a minyan there. So you want to daven there? You don't light with a bracha.
The
kavir is every single Shabbos. Right. There's a kavir every Shabbos. Yeah. Right. Another shayla. I'm sure no one ever thought about this. On Hanukkah, when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you say Al Nisim. When you bench, you say Al Nisim. Well, Bichas Ben Shalish. In Bichas Ben Shalish, you don't say anything. You mention about Shabbos, you mention about Yantif, you mention about Rosh Chodesh. Why don't you mention in Bichas Ben Shalish, why don't you mention anything about Hanukkah Purim? Why that's also a Yantif? Why don't you mention it? The Gemara and Shabbos. And Chavdal, the Mokka of this is the Gemara and Shabbos. More Shabbos and Chavdalad, Amun Aleph. Ibarlo, Ma Lahaskish of Hanukkah Bechas Amazon. Are you allowed to mention Hanukkah Bechas Amazon? Kinder Abonenho? Then that's Kinan. Maybe it's only Abonen. We don't mention Hanukkah Bechas Amazon. Idelma, Pasuminissa, Matkinat. Since Pasuminissa, we do mention. And now Rashi says, Lechairo, Lahaske. You know, Amarava, Amarav Skaya, Amarafuna. Ain't a masker. You don't have Rashi's beside. You don't have to mention it. You don't have to mention it. Then Bala Haske masker da. But if you do mention it, you mention in the Bechas Eda. Rafuna ba Yehudi Kloy Rabbi Rava Savat Kloy Bani Shalaim. He wants to mention Al Nissen in Bani Shalaim. Amor of Sheshes Ketzila Matzil by da. He said by Maidim Abichas Amazim by da in the Bracha of Neidelcha. The Mechaber. In Archaim Simon Reshchet Sif Yedei says, "Maskirim Baam Einam Ur B'Shabbos Yontem Reshchaydish." When you bench, when you say Birchas Ben Shalosh, you say you mention in the Birchas Ben Shalosh towards the end, you mention Shabbos Yontem Reshchaydish. Loi Chanukah Purim, not Chanukah Purim. And send me quote that's in Hichas Birchas Brachas in Reshchet. The Mishbur brings it down in Simon Tofresh Pei Beis Sif Cotton Beis. Obeches men shalosh bechanuk kapurim, ein maskin shechanuk kapurim. He says you don't mention chanuk kapurim. So the chayr shver. If you're masked by beches amazin, and beches men shalosh is like beches amazin. So why don't you mask it? Just like Adi Yantayva, why don't you mention it? So the number of reasons said for this. The Biagra in Resh Ches Sifri Beis says the reason. Is because even in Bichas Amazon, it's not Medina. You're not mechuyav to mention Al Nissim. Just to say, we say Al Nissim, Metaminik. And right at Dov, if you get to say, you don't have to bench over. You don't have to add another bracha. However, but over here, by Bichas Ben Shalish, there's no minik at all on this. So Mela, you don't have to say. That's the Birasa, and the Bialacha brings it, and the Mishnebura brings it down, and Simon, this Biagra, and Veshchestiv Kotnuntes. That's one reason. The second reason is Alechem Chamudis. Alechem Chamudis in Masech the Brachas, the Machzah Shekel brings in down Medina, and Simon Reish Ches, Sifkat Yitches. He says the reason is because it's not Minatoya. Minatoya, Shabbos, Yantif, Reish Chedish, all Midoraisis, Minatoya. Aber Chanan Kapurim is only Rabbanan, so mainly by Rabbanan you don't mention that. It says, so main Sholish, you don't mention it. That's what Alechem Chamudis says. The third reason is Lavush. The Avosh says in Simon Reshchet Sifkani Beis. The reason why it's by Al Nissen, you have to mention in Bechas Edor by Bechas Amazon, because it is a bracha of Neidacha. So Meira, since you have a bracha of Neidacha and by regular benching, then Shach to mention it. Bechas and Sholish, there's no Edor there. So not Shach to stick it in there. Even though it says at the end of Ben Sholish, you say, V'Neidacha L'Oretz, he says that's Einach Tim already. He now see Masik then. So therefore, Lavush says it's not Shach, and that's not Shach to say. It's not Shach to put in there. So maybe that's why we don't say Bechan and Kapurim. And the same thing of what the Lavush says speaks out to Yerava. The Yerava is in Simon Tofesh Pei Beis Sifkon Beis. He brings down the Chuvas Maram and Rattenberg. Maram and Rattenberg says that the reason why even Bechas Amazin. There's no chiv to be masked. If one you can mention by door, you can mention it. Main Sholosh, since there's no Adar, the main Sholosh, they don't mention it. because I want Misakin to be masked by Chanukah Purim, only with Ador and Tefillah. And since there's no Ador, there's not Shas to mention there. That's what the Rosh said. In the Sefer, Ma'ariyah Ma'adim from David Soloveitchik, he quotes from Reb Chaim Biska. Reb Chaim Biska, according to Reb Chaim Biska, is explaining more what the Rabbi, Maradberg meant and what the Rosh meant. He says like this. There's a chilek between other Yom Tovim and Chanukah Purim. By Askor, by Ritzei Shabbos, and Yaliyahu by Yantav, it's a din and takana that's part of a tvei of the third bracha, of Bichas Amazon. So maybe if a person forgot to say Ritzei, or forgot to say Yaliyahu, he was mechas in the bracha, there was Saka on Shabbos and Yantav. So maybe Chutu Mashlim, after Bein Yishalayim, you make a special bracha. Like it says in Simon Kuf Peches, Sivav. This Rosh HaMechabit. Torah Vahiske Shal Shabbos, you make this bracha. In Torah Vahiske Shal Yantav, you say this bracha. In Chal Yantav B'Shabbos, Yantav came on Shabbos, you say this bracha. So that's part of Matvei of the bracha. In bracha Rachim Noah, you have to say it, say, or Yal V'Yavai. And if you missed out, and you didn't start the next bracha afterwards, then you have to make a bracha Timashim, because you're chasorin the Matvei of the bracha. And forget the halacha is, if you start the next bracha, you have to go getting a bichas amazon again. However, by a skars al nisan Chanukah and Purim, the person forgets to say al nisan in the bracha neivacha, they will misak in another bracha. If you finish off neivacha, and I didn't say it, you don't misak in the bracha. It's only a skar b'alma. So maybe you can understand why you don't mention bichal by bichas ben shorish, the inyan Chanukah Purim, because they're misakin only with chance to say the three brachas of bichas amazon. So, if it, even though we made all three brachas on bracha, but it's not just to stick in there the askara of Chanukah Purim. So, maybe the only mistake only by Matveya brachas, not by Stam askara be'ama, which is not Matveya brachas. So, maybe Zos the Chaim Biska, that's why we don't say Birchas Menshalish. I saw this word that Mari of Dostoevich quotes it, the same thing, can the same thing, a little bit different, but this would make more sense to me. In Hare Kedem, and Chelik Al Sim Kufa Ches also quotes the Grach Kamat the same thing, and also in the Sefer Shalmei Toda on Chanukah on page Reish Ayin Hey, he also quotes the Chaim Biska, also a bit different, but this is the Ikar Nekuda. Yes. One more thing. You have any questions? Okay, we have a few minutes. I'll mention one more Indian. If you're allowed to misfollow, there are certain people who have a minig. I spoke about it in Shul on Shabbos. But I'll speak about it here right now also, because most of the people are in the shul. So, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, if there's a minute to daven mincha before Adlok is in Chanukah, some places they advertise it, mincha before, early mincha. Chatzos, an hour before, Moshe Hina Godo, we have, I think, 3:15 with daven mincha. Where does it come such a minute? The Mechaber speaks out, in Tofesh, I intest, if Aleph, Erev Shabbos, this Rosh Mechaber. But it doesn't say anything about when you daven mincha. However, it's Shari Tshuva there in Tofer Shain Tes, quotes a Bikur Yosef that says, you should be zohar to daven mincha Erev Shabbos of Chanukah. You should daven mincha first, and only after you should light near Chanukah. Why? Because, what's the reason why? He says, because Tzvila is connected to Thomas Shabbat and Bayim, and Chanukah is Zechel and Nes, and that what happened is, which came out after Thomas Shabbat Abayim. That's why you have to do Kesedas. First you daven Mincha, and after you light near Chanukah. The Prima Gadim, that's one reason. Prima Gadim says a different reason. Prima Gadim is not over here on the Siman Tofer Shain Tezim and Tofer Shain Aleph, Esha Avram Sifkat Yud. He says a different reason. Because after you daven Mincha, it's a Tati Sasi. Because after you daven Mincha, it's like it's night already. It's after Pagal Mincha, so it makes it like night already. So it's not Shasta Dab Mincha afterwards. That's the Chiddush from Prima Gadim, which is very short Prima Gadim, but that's what Pigon says. The Mishnah Berurah and Tafresh Ayin Aleph Saitsif Kondei says, this is Russian Mishnah Berurah, I'm quoting the Russian. Lechad Nochen, Lechatchila, Shispal Mincha Tchila. It's Chatchila. Tapa, a person should try Dab Mincha first, and after his life. And Shaitim being down, where's the marker of this? Shaitim Sifkon Chesed, the marker is the Shaitshuva and the Prima Gadim. However, when you don't have a minion, or you can't make a minion, you're working, you can't make a minion. Kidam miyichidus or not. So if you look in the Prima Gadim and Vices from Prima Gadim, it's embedded dam miyichidus. Then to dam with a minion, dam miyichidus mincha, and then light chanukah afterwards. If you look at Makor Chayim from the Chavetz Yar, he says klar. Vices klar from him that you dam mincha miyichidus, so you should light candles afterwards. That's what the, however, the Eliyahu Rabba in Tofer Shain Tes and Shalar Kaddish in the Siddur says you should not mevatel tefil betzibah, and sending speaks out Yechavadas holds like that also, and sending speaks out the quote from Loyashiv, you're not mevatel tefil betzibah. Let's say a place you can the Chavadas is Chelgal Simayin Dalos, and the Loyashiv is in Kavanoki Chelgalov. Reish Tezvav, did that suck him from him. Assume Reish Tezvav says the same thing also, that you should not miss Tzvil Betzibah. If let's say you can't, there's no minion, or let's say there's a minion, but you can't make it for other reasons, you're still working, whatever it is, then you dive, you light Chanukah first, and then afterwards you dive Mincha Betzibah. I saw they ask Akasha on this whole Indian. They asked Akasha, L'chaya, what's the whole Shaila? Why we say another reason why you daven mincha first? The call is tadav sheni tadav kaidem. Mincha you daven every day. Chanukah is 8 days out of the year. So the halach is tadav sheni tadav kaidem. So what's the shaila? Certainly you should only like Chanukah. You should like daven mincha first beforehand. Why doesn't anyone mention that reason? So I saw once, I couldn't find it. But when you pay a shi, you have siyata d'shmaya. So I found somewhere in my notes. It's a Mordechai. The Mordechai is in Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet. The Mordechai says that, Daf Chav Gimel. Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel. He says, when the Rish Chodesh, sometimes Chanukah and Rish Chodesh come out on Shabbos. So now you have Shabbos, not a Shabbos. Which master do you learn? Do you learn the master of Rish Chodesh? Or master of Chanukah. So it's a shayla tada sheni tada. So Zakh the Mordechai and says, you're master shal Chanukah. Even though Rish Chodesh come first, this is the Lashon of Mordechai. Pasul mei nisa odav meilas tada. Pasul mei nisa comes first. So man, if master on Shabbos, Rish Chodesh comes out on Shabbos Chanukah, you read the Torah of Chanukah and not the Torah of Rish Chodesh. And Bechal, you could say Bechal, another reason. If you go through the Sukkot of Tadah, Shere Tadah, the din of Tadah is only if they both start the same Chiva, the same, and start the same time. But let's say, if it starts different times, there's no thing of Tadah, Shere Tadah. So Mincha, Chayiv Mincha starts with Shei Shoyt Amachza. Chirich Adikalich is only Chayiv from Plaga Mincha. So maybe it's not Shachal, the whole Shei of Tadah, Shere Tadah. Since it's only when it's Shavim, it's not Shavim, it's not Shach the Olinion of Tadr Sheinu Tadr. So Meir Ladina, the person could dive in Mincha before Nechanukah is better. But if he can't, he says, should not be invited to offer Tzvil B'Tzibah. It's better to dive in Tzvil B'Tzibah and dive in Mincha after he lights Chanukah Lech. Next week I'll be out of town, there'll be no Shir. Aferich and Chanukah.